Blog Talk Radio.
Love and light, family. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of Twin Flame Radio. Oh, yeah. This is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my co-host, Chris Enlightened. Chris, say what's up to the family.
What's good, people? Hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm feeling real good right now. One more time.
You starting already, huh?
I didn't mean to.
Yes, so family, we will that you had a beautiful weekend, because we know we did. We had such an amazing weekend. You want to tell the family about what we did this weekend?
Oh, man, this weekend right here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thursday night at work, someone was like, man, get the spiritual dream team together. So I reached out to Ali, S. Ali Myers, asked him to reach out to his half with a dream team. I coordinated my half, and we ended up at the mound this Saturday.
Ooh, tell the family what the mound is.
The mound is, well, the mound we frequent is the Miamisburg Mound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, it's just, It's a beautiful sight to see. Mm-hmm. It looks like a pyramid. When you look at it, like, wow, this is our own pyramid here in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
That we can go and do a, you know, hang out and do a ritual and pull power from.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Such a beautiful place. Man. Yeah, so we were there with the spiritual family.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the spiritual family.
Shout out to the family, babe. Shout out their names.
There were so many people there. We had a very spiritual number of people that came out.
We
ended up equaling, what, 11 people?
11 people.
Wow.
11 people. Mm-hmm. Shout out to S. I. Lee Myers.
S. I. Lee Myers.
Sons
of Ross.
Juice Myers.
Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Mill.
Mo Square.
Mo Square. Shout out to Mo Square.
Gandalfian. Just a special person, man. Just don't talk much, but he always pulls out some legendary things that you've never seen before. His own creations.
Exactly.
Own creations. We'll get into that later.
We're going to get into that. But
goodness.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man, Chakra Zulu.
Yeah.
Came through.
That was our first time meeting him, but he was a very, very, very nice man. Had a good time with him and his
brought his best friend and his goddaughter out. They got in on some of that good energy that we was getting. So,
Man,
it's a great time. I can go on and we can just have a show and just talk about our adventure at the mound. But we're ready to get on to this.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah, today, family, we're talking about tools used to enhance your spiritual growth. And we pretty much already started with our first tool.
You're right, finding the spiritual family.
Spiritual family. And that's what we did. We found our spiritual family. We kicked it with them this weekend, did some spiritual things, had some spiritual fun, had some spiritual, it was just a little spiritual task.
And we was up there for about 2 hours, and it felt like
it's
20 minutes.
Yeah.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting it in.
Yeah.
Had the incense blowing, the cauldron. We was up there doing our thing. If you're not a member of the subconscious group on Facebook, the pictures are out there.
Yeah, so you know what comes with finding your spiritual family. You first have to get you a pair of spiritual scissors.
What is that, babe?
Because you got to cut your ties to your old friends and family and not everybody, but the ones who weigh down on your negativity, the ones who, you know, don't build you up, they tear you down, the ones that, you know, don't want to hear about the positivity that's going on with you. You know who those people are.
I do know them. I won't say their names, but I do know what you're talking about. Because I love them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. People think that when you cut people out, you're just like, I don't love them anymore either. You're just cutting them out of your peripheral.
Right, right.
When you have functions, you hug them, you tell them you love them, but don't be their dumping ground. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Cut them out to life if you have to.
It's kind of like if you were throwing a birthday party for your kid and you had a relative that didn't like kids.
They like to drink.
They like to drink and party.
Violent.
Okay,
he's not going to play duck, duck, goose with the kids.
Well, you just wouldn't want that person around you or your circle, or you know what I mean?
True.
Not to mean that you don't love them, you know. You respect who they are, and if that's what they want to do, that's their thing.
Sometimes you just need to cut it.
So when you do find your spiritual family, you just instantly feel this love and connection to them.
Yeah, the spiritual family, it's like this family. The spiritual family is the family that you're not born into. That when you meet them, they're going to seem so familiar to you. It's going to seem as if you've known them all your life. Your spiritual family is the family that you're born into. There's your cousins, your mom, and all that good stuff. But sometimes they're locked into their set of belief systems. When you're trying to maximize and grow spiritually, they're trapped in the box. And sometimes you have to break away for a minute to find your spiritual family, and they, along with yourself, can both of you guys can guide along your journey together, help each other out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
That is what we did.
I mean, I still keep, I got a huge family, so I keep in contact with all of them, but my spiritual family, I find myself spending a lot more time with them, and we're just growing together. And for those family members who are on the spiritual path that want to join, that's listening in right now, let's build. Let's get together. I can help you.
But you are the helper. You're the domino picker-upper.
I am the domino picker-upper. I am the domino picker-upper. What's another tool we can use?
Well, the other tool that we kind of touched on was, you know, we went to the mound. So a tool can be a place that you go to, some kind of place where there's good energy, some place where you can go and build with other people and take advantage of, you know, the environment,
right,
take in nature and stuff like that.
I'm a firm believer in creating your own tool. You don't always have to. Your spiritual growth doesn't depend on the amount of money. It's free.
Yeah. Everybody loves the free.
If it's free, it's for me. That's how I roll. It's free, I'll take some. I don't know about paying 100 cents, but if it's free, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
But back to what I was saying, if you like a corner in your living room, it's peaceful, you got a plant over there, whatever, that's your tool. Use it as your tool. You don't always have to spend thousands of dollars on spiritual tools. Now, there are $1,000 tools out there that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get your spiritual game up, then you get those tools. But until then, you know, start with something simple like meditation.
Meditation.
That's a good tool.
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm.
Why is meditation so good, babe?
Meditation is good because it's a way of you to be self-aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it teaches you focus. It's a good way to be in control of your breathing and things of that nature. You're the meditation, like.
You know what? I like to just chill because I'm so hype all the time, and towards the end of the night, my meditation, I usually fall asleep, but hey, I'm getting it in. But anyway, one tool that I use to stay focused is the breath of seven. I once heard the master in one of his mind bites talk about a good meditation tool that he uses to get in that zone. And it's the breath of seven. And I'll explain that for the family real quick.
Yeah, because that's a good one. That's a jewel.
Oh, man, for those who are beginning meditators, I suggest using the breath of seven. You take one deep breath in, fill your lungs up. You exhale twice. You take two deep breaths in. You exhale four times. You take three deep breaths in. You exhale six times. You do all the way up to seven deep inhales and 14 exhales. And then you go back down, you take six inhales, 12 exhales, all the way back down to one. Now, you're doing all this with your chakras aligned up, your back's elongated correctly, your spine is straight, you're feeling good, you're relaxed, and all you're doing is focusing on your breathing for the next 7 to 8 minutes. Once you go up to seven breaths and go back down to one breath, 10 minutes may have gone by, and you're in that relaxed state that you need to be to start receiving signals, really tapping in, starting your manifestations, anything you want to do. It just takes some relaxation and some focused breathing and mental. That's it.
So before we go too much further into this, I want to remind the family that you can give us a call. Our phone number is 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, if you have a question, a comment, statement, just want to say what up, you can hit number one and that'll let us know you have a question. We'll bring you on through.
Mm-hmm. Another thing about that meditation, babe, is being aware of your body. That's one good thing that I started doing.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started meditating, I would just sit there and have all type of random thoughts going through. And then I just started being aware of my toes, how they felt. I was aware of the sole of my feet up to my heels, my Achilles, up my calf, until I was aware of my whole body, all the way up to my crown chakra, all the way up to the top of my head. And by that time, it was about 7 or 8 minutes, and I was in that zone. You had some favorite things you used to like to do to tap into that zone, too.
Well, we kind of did that yesterday at the mound. We did a meditation, and I stopped it at the heart, though, because, man, it was just so much energy.
It was.
I meant to ask the fam if they felt like that too, but it was so much energy at that mound that I was getting kind of a headache for a minute. I had to take my headband off.
I couldn't stop smiling. Everybody else was showing their teeth too. Man, you shut your mouth, man. I'm happy too, bro.
But yeah, I mean, I felt the energy. It was so strong, man. It was just
beautiful.
I'm still riding off of it.
We won't ride for the next 3 months till we go again. and the incense was in the air.
Oh, yeah.
The burning of the sage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
We did a visualization exercise.
We did. Yeah, that was good.
That was, yeah.
I felt that. You did a good job on that.
Thank you,
Dad. They say a woman can't lead. Who say that?
I don't know who say that, but they must be a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we got a question already. Let's go ahead and take the caller. Caller 713-917. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Y'all know this is Queen Mother Emma. I just want to say I love that intro, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I was at the club or something.
That's the vibe we want people to have. We want you to dance. We want your head to bob.
Mm-hmm.
We want that.
Right. But I was calling because I want to go to the mall next time.
Okay, you know what, E? Man, we can go to the mall this weekend. You're the mama of the Dream Team member. You're VIP. We can go tomorrow. I'm busy tomorrow, but Saturday is on.
I can go tomorrow. Saturday, the weekend would be nice, but not tomorrow.
Okay, well, we gonna definitely get it in then. Yeah, I don't care what day, what time, 4 in the morning, you want to go to the mountain, let's go. My mama want to do something, let's do it.
You are so...
Yeah.
You got too much energy going
on. I'm sorry, what you say?
Over Mama Vivi, you know, she cook every Sunday. I had to get my plate. She tried to make me stay and give me to drink some more beers. I was like, no, I got to go home at 7 o'clock and listen to Chris on the radio.
I heard that. Your son over that me any day.
Man,
I'm glad you love me still, man. That feels good, man.
Oh, always. Nikki, you too. You my baby girl, too.
Hi.
I love you, too.
Hi.
Over here looking out and left you out.
My number one grandbaby, Debbie, you know what's up.
She's nodding her head with enjoyment, like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate that.
All right. Take care. Peace.
Peace.
All right, peace and love, Emma.
There's nothing like when the family just show you support week after week after week, man.
Yeah.
Just don't get enough of that. And I wasn't joking, man. I'm one of those sons that my mama need me. It ain't no, I'll be like, what time? Where you want me? I'm there. I'm never late. I'm always on time. She need me. It's done. It's just how I roll.
Yeah, it is. That's a great way to be.
That's the only way to be in my book. Not to these toots.
All right, so back into the spiritual tool bag.
Mm.
Yeah. So one of my favorites is positive affirmation.
That right there, that's one of the biggest powerful jewels right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can speak into existence whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
If I want a French cooler at 9 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, I can speak that into existence and manifest it pretty much. I love French coolers. I love those things.
Okay. You're so random.
But just pretty much knowing in advance you'll succeed, seeing yourself succeed in advance.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Those are the positive affirmations I like to use.
Yeah.
It's like I like to create my own no system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get people all the time asking me for help with things, and I tell them, no, you're going to do it, and just forget about it. Have that energy like, yeah, I got it. I'm going to beast this out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you win.
That's so true.
Man, that's so true.
You gotta have that go getter kind of.
Yeah. And know you're gonna succeed.
You gotta believe it to receive it.
Man. I'm in ramen noodle.
Why are you so corny?
It's a mound, babe. The mound got me giddy like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Another positive affirmation that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Practice compassion and embracing joy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm silly all day long.
All day long.
You know, that's just my being. It makes me feel good.
We should have flat bellies as much as we do.
We should. I don't know why I got this tank up here. As much laughing we do, it's hard. So I got a six-pack underneath all this goodness now. I think, you know, extra weight is a good way to show that you're in love. That's what I look at it.
Okay.
Another thing, smile at people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always smiling at people. These are just random easy tools that you already got in your spiritual toolbox
mm-hmm.
that most people would like they're scared to use.
Mm-hmm.
I like to smile at people, and I say I love people a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't say it, you haven't built it up, text it.
Yeah.
Facebook it.
Mm-hmm.
Just get the message through.
You know that thing that people started a while back where it's like they commit a random act of kindness.
Paying it forward type of thing.
Paying it forward, yeah. You go to the drive-through and you pay for the people's food in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see a little kid at the store they want some candy or something and the mom's telling them they can't have it.
Uh-huh.
You know, first check with the mom, make sure it's okay. Cause, you know, the kid might be diabetic or something.
Mm-hmm.
Never know. But, you know, just I love that kind of thing. You know, you see a family out walking down the street, waiting on the bus. Give them $10, $20.
Yeah.
You know, what's it going to matter to you? You know, you're probably wasting on some, crap anyway.
Yeah.
So we have, like, what I like to think of is kind of like junk money, and that's like kind of I have fun with money, and the rest we kind of do, like, some kind of random act of kindness with, So I think that's.
It's great. Giving up money and the reward of them looking you in your eyes like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't usually tell them something. I tell them something to pick them up. Like, hey, man, I've been here, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're representing the race rail or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a good job, brother. I'm proud of you.
It just makes you feel good about yourself.
It makes you feel good.
It creates that joy.
It
and
does.
That positivity. And that's a great tool to help your spiritual growth. One of my favorite things that I do all the time, and on Facebook, I say good morning every morning.
You do.
And I leave with some kind of good night or peaceful blessings or whatever at night. And, you know, everybody, sometimes messages come in just in time. Spirit will work through people to deliver a message to someone else. And sometimes people may need to hear those positive affirmations because something's going on in their life. And, you know, just kind of give some time to reflect and look at it in a different way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be reading your post late, but when I read it late, it still be like, man, that was beautiful. You take time out of your day to say good morning and good night. I mean, I'm just not that sensitive yet, but
I'm increasing my joy.
I'm increasing your joy. And it's great, babe. Man.
Another good thing you can do is you want to be open to accepting love from other people and even other things, animals and, seeing the blessing and the lesson that happened, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be shut off and guarded all the time or else you won't receive that blessing or you won't receive that moment of joy that, you could embrace.
Yeah, I didn't used to take gifts or even constructive criticism from people very well before I got on this journey. I was my own man. I was going to do it my way. If it was something in my way, I was just running over it. That was just my mentality. I'm still like that. I had an incident today when I did that. When I hurt my toe.
What do we call you?
What y'all call me? Something y'all call me. I just demolisher.
The dominator.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm like that, but I just hate obstacles. If I can't get over it, I'm going through it. And it's just this little thing that I think my mama instilled it in me. I don't know where I get it from. I can't stand it. I love it.
Oh, man, you're so silly. And one of the most important parts of that is just seeing the God in everyone, even when they don't see it in themselves.
I tell my daughter to do that. Like when someone's ignorant or whatever, don't fall to their levels and get ignorant with them.
Right.
See the God in them, whether they know they're God or not. You know what I mean? I like to see the good in people. You know, sometimes I see people that I may perceive them as being negative, and I try hard to pull the good out on them because everybody got good and bad in them.
Right.
I think they, a lot of people who look a certain way, they just so used to everybody thinking they negative that they just embody that thought.
Yes.
I believe that the collective consciousness of people affects people.
I believe that.
And that's what's going on right now. But, you know, that's a whole nother story.
That's a future show.
That's a future show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to write that down, babe.
Well, looks like we got another caller. Let's go ahead and be a good time to take a break. Take a caller. So, caller from the 713-497. What's your name and where you call it from?
Peace, family. This is Adrian. What's up? I was trying to wait till like midway through the show to put my hand up, but I had to put my hand up early with all this energy Chris got talking about these mounds. I can't even take it no more over here. I'm like, man, I need to get to the mounds. I'm feeling like
You do.
Can I make it Sunday? Is it too late?
I can hop a fence. Shoot, that's nothing. Shoot.
You know what? We talked about that with the fam, though, sis. We talked about, you know, like, we got to organize something just to have people come up here and, you know, just experience what we experienced.
That's part of the growth. I already see it, man. I already feel it. I already feel where we about to go, and it's just, like, I can't even contain it.
I know, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
People think I'm crazy walking down the street, just smiling. Just smiling down the street. I found myself skipping the other day. You ever seen a 40-year-old man skip? Man, I wasn't skipping, family. I was spiritually skipping, but not physically. You're a false trooper. Oh, man. But, Adrian, you feeling that energy because you're part of the dream team. What I feel, what Divine Queen, what Ali, what Santara, what the dream team feel, you're a member, you feel it too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel
it's reciprocal and evenly dispensed.
Mm-hmm. I got all my dosages. But I failed to mention I was building with a few other dream team members, and I'm actually in the process of interviewing with Southwest Airlines so I can, like, fly wherever I need to fly and be where I need to be. Wow. So I'm kind of, like, making that chess move for myself just so I can be more mobile. And it's like if that – and I actually had the interview this week, so I'm in the process with that. But anyway, I'm not even worried about that because this energy got me feeling like if I just got to get in my car and just go, I'm at that point. I'm at that point. It's like y'all going to either give it to me or I'm going to get in my car and I'm going. So,
That's right. I'm going to just say something about the mound while you're on the phone. When Ali first took us to the mound about 3 years ago, it was like a desolate place. It just looked like it was just barren. It was just the grass on the mound was like, looked like as yellow as hay. It was just dead.
It looked like something like a desert.
Yeah, exactly. This big pyramid looking thing. But then after we did our thing up there, it's as if we activated it. The next time we went the next year, it was luscious. There was some butterflies flying around. It was turning green. And the last time we went, there was like trees growing on it. It was just yellow birds I had never seen flying around it.
It was so many butterflies.
Oh man, I counted at least 20 butterflies. I ain't never seen that many.
It was a lot.
Mm-hmm. But I can't wait for you to come up here, Adrian, and experience this energy.
It's already like happening. Like I can't even. It's out of my hands because even with the airlines, like it usually take like 3 or 4 tries before you even get an interview. And I got it on the first. I got it on the first go. So I'm just walking into it like I got one mission, and I pray to my ancestors, and I'm like, I just need to get there. And that's happening from like 2015 to meeting y'all. Before I met y'all, I prayed for this. So it's happening regardless. It's like I said, they can either bring me aboard or I just get there. because they can't stop this. That's you can't stop what we about to do.
That's your fault. That's that positive information right there.
And that's how you do it.
For real.
You get out there and you see me.
Mm-hmm. With attitude,
y'all
like, I got this. I don't claim things like, I have it.
I believe
I got this.
If it's meant to be, it'll be. Man, whatever.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. It's mine. It's mine. What do you say? It's mine. I can't. What? It's mine. That's just how I roll. Man, I'm just glad that you're on a dream team. And I already know you got the job. It just, whatever we put our minds to, the spirit does that thing and whisper in the right person's ear, and you just get chosen. Mm-hmm. We go out to eat, get a good parking spot. Everybody else sitting down waiting. We also have reservations. Come on right here, party of three. It's
we
like
got a big mice table.
Big mice table today, too. Mm-hmm. It's just when you're rocking with the spirit, you're on a dream team.
Definitely.
Damn. I love
I
your energy, too.
I wanted to comment real quick about the spiritual tools, about the topic of the day.
Mm.
I just got a major, you know, tool. I just stepped my game up. I posted a picture about it. And
yes.
I feel led to say that, you know, for anybody out there listening, like, I started off with a few crystals. But if I didn't work with what I had, I'd never get to where I am right now, being able to get the bigger things that I need to transform my life. So I can humbly say that, you know, I met Ali and I started working one-on-one with Ali, and I took the workshops and I put in the work and I did the work. And it's like, you know, Ali, he going to recommend you to Tybro first thing. That's the first thing he going to tell you. And, you know, I went on Tybro.
Day one.
When it first. When you go to day one, you're like, oh, okay. You put that on a wish list and you visualize that, you know. And I just, when it was time for, you know, for me to have that in my life, you know, I got it. But I feel like I would have never got my tools that I needed. And I got a lot of tools. And you in fact, gave me some tools. So I wouldn't have this if I wasn't working with what I had. And I want to mention about Mind Right Radio this morning. They gave out a lot of free tools that you could get started with right now. And it's like, it's so important to just do it. You know, you're not going to
see
results until you just do it. And yeah, go ahead, sis.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was about to, I was saying, like, you know, where I'm at. where I'm at spiritually, and my advice to people, I'm all about action. You know, I mean, I'm preaching action all day. We got to get moving, you know. So, you know, with the tools and everything else, and y'all dropping some jewels, just to let y'all know, I love the chemistry. I love the show. I love the topic of the day. It's just, you know, we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm part of the squad that's pumping everybody up to just, man, do something.
Start
transforming
your life.
I
and that's all I have for y'all this week, man. I'm excited, and I love y'all, man.
Love you back.
Man, we love you too, Adrian.
Man.
Love you too.
Peace and love, sis.
Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Sunday, man. Peace and love.
You already know. The support is real.
I love Adrian.
Man.
She's just so...
Just great, man. It's I'm trying to find a word. It's just great. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, you've been told you only got one sister. Now you got another little sister. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that's the chemistry it is. Instant love. Crazy. That's that spiritual family for you, though.
Yeah.
Feel like I've known her my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
She said some good things, too, because, you know, we were talking about... Everybody has that effect when they go to Tybro. They see and they're like,
God.
Whoa.
Oh, $3,000 for an earring? Okay. Yeah, wow. Nah, but all seriousness, Dr. Mitchell Gibson, I once heard someone say he offers way more free stuff than he charges for.
Exactly.
And I'm a fan of free. So once I used all his free tools, downloaded them, used them, then I start investing money, you know? And, you know, like Adrian, when you're ready, you're going to feel compelled to just drop $500 on something. $500.
And but that's the thing, though. You have to believe that you're worth that.
Right.
It's kind of like a mind control type
mind
of thing.
Mind control.
You know?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you're spending money. You're investing money in your own spirituality.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it's like a man.
People will spend money on the craziest things. But when it comes to your spirituality, it's like, And then you have all these free things out here, and it's free, and people complain, and they don't take advantage of the free stuff.
Like a journal. That's a great, you're the journal. Go ahead and speak on journals, babe. I ain't saying nothing.
Well, I've been journaling for a long time, ever since I was a little girl. And I just, it was my way of just getting, because I'm a very closed off, I'm an introvert, I'm a private person, so it's a way for me to get that emotion out, that stress out, for me to vent, you know, or to spill the beans on something. If I'm feeling good about something, but I don't want to tell my business to nobody else, you know, it's a way for me to jot down how I feel and you know, to my adult life is something that I still like to do. You know, it's good to journal when you're on a spiritual path because you can take note of things that are going on, like synchronicities in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice that at, let's say, the clock is 11:11, everyone loves that 11:11 because that's a banger when you first catch it. And you want to jot down, like, what you were feeling at that time when it was 11:11. Another thing you can do with journaling is just noting your progress. If you just want to write down how you started and where you're ending up, and, you know, there's a lot of different ways to journal. So you don't have to write through the book and paper and everything like that.
My favorite journal was that dream journal.
Ooh, yeah.
That really helped me out. I'm not sure who entered. Ali told me about that because I was having all these vivid dreams, and he was telling me that I get a lot of answers through my dreams. So I started dream journaling. You started dream journaling. And me, you know, I like to get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom or whatever. So I would have a dream journal under my bed, and I would have another one in the bathroom because after 2 minutes, that dream is gone. So you want to get that dream down as quick as possible. I'm going to share a dream tip with the fam.
Me too.
If you're dreaming and you wake up before you even open your eyes, if you want to remember that dream, sit there for about a minute or two and just recant that dream, what was going on in your mind first, before you even open your eyes. Immediately get up and write down as much as you can remember before you do anything. Because after 2 minutes, that dream is gone. So that's just a little tip. I got a whole bunch of dream tips, but that's just one tip I'll share today with the fam.
And, you know, for the people who don't like to write on pencil and paper, you can, technology is a bug right now. You can type it into, you know, Notepad or Evernote. You can speak it into a microphone. Some people like to be creative and write blogs.
Yeah.
Some people like to do vlogs.
I got my own Facebook chat with myself. I'm serious. And I just put my ideas down, my thoughts down. Yeah, I speak. You know, on Facebook, you put the little speaker thing in.
Yeah.
I speak to myself, like, man, tomorrow you're going to have a good day. And I go back and just be weak at myself.
You should send me a video log like that and, like, send me little special messages and cheer me up. I want that kind of stuff.
I do it already in 3D. This is my fault, real D. Look at me, right now I'm making you feel good. I'm making you feel good right now. Get to this, girl.
So another journaling method that you can do that I like to do, what I used to do a lot in the beginning was when I was learning how to meditate, was a meditation journal.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And I would just journal down because it was hard for me to control my, you know, focus my thoughts and try to clear my mind. And I used to think that, you know, when you first start meditation that you're not meditating unless you just have a blank mind. And that's not true, people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do instead was just observe the thoughts that I had coming to me during meditation, and I would jot it down after my meditation service, or if, you know, for some reason I hear a noise or something that will happen, or a light flicker, or I hear a voice in my head, or some thoughts or ideas or anything like that that comes to me, I would jot it down in my meditation journal. So that's a great tool.
Great tool.
Journal, easy. Go to the store, get a notebook, you know, get a nice one, whatever. Invest in yourself.
Well, those who don't have good penmanship like myself, I like to speak it into my phone or my Facebook. Because I was journaling, and I go back, and I'm like, man, I already have bad handwriting, but I'm sleepy, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
I remember waking up one time going to the bathroom, and I didn't know what the heck.
It was like T-H-E. I was like, what is this? I know I'm reading about dreaming about something, but that's why I'm more of a speaker. So if you got bad penmanship, speak it. That was real, though. I'm not making this up. I am not making this up.
Well, along with, like, noticing the synchronicities of messages and especially numbers and or people would say angel numbers or, you know, whatever you want to call it, that leads you to numerology, one of my favorite tools.
Numerology has saved my life. I've always been adding up numbers my whole life since Schoolhouse Rock. It saved my life. Because I, for the longest, I've always had questions about, why am I like I am? Mm-hmm. But then when I did my chart and I realized, once I got certified in numerology under S.I. Lee Myers, my life path was 5. My gift number was 9. My expression number is 3. Attitude, 1. Personality, 4. And my soul urge is 8.
You can write
about
your run now, huh?
Yeah, they can use it. They can find out why the God is the God that he is. It helped me understand myself a little bit more. You know what I mean? I had deeper insight in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm not a fluke. I'm not an anomaly. The numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Every aspect of my numbers embodies who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gave me more clarity on myself, and it gave me the reassurance to continue to be myself and not try to be something that I thought society wanted me to be. Sometimes a lot of people out here are walking around trying to be something that they don't even feel.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
and they don't understand why.
Right. But society is saying, don't feel that way. You need to feel this way. You need to work here. You need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But once you understand your numbers and know how to incorporate them into your daily life, you can kind of get some deeper insight on what you can be doing to maximize your financial and spiritual growth at the same time, family.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about, using these spiritual cheat codes to get a better result out of the life you're currently living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole premises of this show is about, family, to show you what easy tools you can use to increase your spiritual growth and hopefully put some more guap in your pocket. Nah, we ain't talking about getting
Well, it can be. Because, you know, if you're talking about numerology and you learn what your gift number is, your gift number is basically how you make your money. So it's good to know this particular tool so that you can know, how can I make money? How can I benefit myself in this life form using my spiritual
gifts?
Exactly. So
we could do a whole show on numerology coming soon. We're
going
to open up the lines and do on-air readings, family. Donations accepted. That's a whole other show, though.
That's further down the line.
You can donate any time. I ain't going to turn away no money.
No, I'm talking about numerology.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, man, what's wrong with you? You get that money?
Also, another thing with numerology is, like what I mentioned earlier with the time, you can notice that you can look at the time and add those numbers up and say it adds up to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, okay, this is a good time for me to, you know, just wild out and do what I want to do and, you know, go on some type of adventure. You know, or if, you know, you find out that your life path is a 7, you understand that, okay, well, this is why I'm this way, and this is why, you know, I like to do these things and, you know, be reserved and private and, you know, things like that. So numerology is a great tool to learn on your spiritual path. Maybe not knowing it completely all through and through, because I know that it can be kind of daunting for some people to grasp. You have to really have a passion for wanting to learn that type of thing. But just understanding who you are, you know, understanding what your life path is and your gift number and, you know, all that fun soul, you know, the soul urge, all that fun stuff. But, you know, it just helps you to how you grow.
That's right. Another tool will be astrology. I know you go hard body in astrology, babe.
I love astrology.
I'm about to shut my mouth and just let you spew it.
Well, with astrology, my first experience with astrology, my mom introduced it to me, strangely enough. When I was a little girl, I remember she did my birth chart for me. And she explained to me as, you know, I don't even know how old I was, probably about somewhere between 11. But she explained to me all my different houses and everything about astrology. And so I've always kind of known from a young age or understood who I was or why I was the person that I was. So I've always had a love for astrology. And astrology, just like numerology, is like your blueprint of life, you know, but it goes way more into a lot of detail. Numerology is like a guide, and astrology is just like
GPS.
Exactly. You know, it's, it's like like Google Maps, where like it zooms into your house.
Holds you by your hair and mushes you right where you need to be.
So, like numerology. We don't have videos.
Yeah, video, man.
So like numerology, you want to know the things in astrology, like your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, so that you have a better understanding of who you are. Because, you know, family, how do you think all of these people, these billionaires and everything with money, how many astrologers do they have?
I think they have about 2-3.
They have at least 7.
See? I know it's up there.
And it's probably more than that.
Probably more than that.
I've heard several different. I know if I had that kind of money, I'd have a whole team of astrologers, too.
You know how many astrologers broke people have?
How many?
None.
What?
You do the math.
You're so sweet.
None.
But, yeah, so you have to learn your sun sign because you want to learn, like, who you are. Your moon sign is, like, your inner self, your rising sign. That's who you portray yourself to be to other people. And along with that, you want to learn, like, the different planets and their placement within your houses. Get an understanding of the different houses. The houses are set up for your growth as well. There's houses for money. There's houses for family. There's houses for spirituality. I mean, it's just, there's 12 houses. I'm not going to go through them all, but, you know, astrology is a banger.
It's a banger. It's a tool you can use. It's right in your face. Right in your face.
You know, and then you have your Western astrology, and then you have Vedic astrology, and we'll have to do a whole show on astrology, too. I'm not even going to go too deep into that.
True.
So you have passions and everything, too.
I do. Well, my biggest passion right now is making my wife feel good. But that's not a tool we're talking about. The tool that I'm talking about is martial arts, family. To me, martial arts is 20% discipline, 30% protection, and 50% mastering self. I'll say that one more time, people.
Go ahead.
20% discipline, 30% protection, and 50% mastering yourself. Once you master yourself, family, you'll be compelled to master other aspects of your being. You know, I found I've had a bunch of martial arts masters in my life, and some of the best ones I've had, they focus more on your essence than the art in itself. When I was 9, I started taking Taekwondo, and our class was like 3 hours long back then. The first 30 minutes was nothing but changing your clothes and meditating for like 20 minutes before class start. We would go through a guided meditation for 3 days a week. For 3 years I was doing this. And, you know, the first year I wasn't really into it, but over time I really started feeling the effects of it. I noticed that my consciousness was growing. I just became a better person.
I bet a lot of people don't know that about martial arts.
A lot of people don't.
It's really spiritual.
They don't know the spiritual side of it. A lot of the moves and katas, they always add up to it like a master numbers, a lot of numerology in martial arts. I mean, once you master yourself, it's just, it compels you to master other aspects of yourself. You know what I mean?
I remember hearing you say something like, I know I'm about to mess it up, but something like once you master yourself, it's easy for you to master different arts.
Yeah, it's kind of like learning another language. You know, growing up, I learned English. And, you know, I learned hood. There's another way to talk and to move around in the streets. And my mom, you know, she made sure I was educated. And I started taking French from the time I was in the kindergarten all the way up to the ninth grade. And by the time I got to the 10th grade, I started taking Spanish. And it was like I was able to correlate what I was learning through Spanish and reference it through French, and I was able to grasp it a little better. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for martial arts. You know, doing taekwondo, boxing for a little bit at the neighbor's house when I was little, just learning how to be a man, taking Dragon Fist Kung Fu, taking Wing Chun, Salat. I'll start my Bondo classes tomorrow. So it's like when I start class tomorrow, I know even though I'm a beginner, since I have the basic fundamentals of movement and mastering of myself, I'm going to learn a little quicker than the average Bondo practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
So I say all that to say, the more tools you learn, the easier it is to learn other to use other tools.
Yeah.
Once we started using numerology, other tools started. My intuition started gaining. I started becoming an empath.
Yeah.
I started mastering other aspects of myself that I didn't have confidence in myself to even try to master.
Mm-hmm.
But once you start going up those steps and chipping off a spiritual tool bag, life just gets a lot easier. I'm always in a good mood. That's the biggest tool right there, your mood.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, baby. That's a good one.
Well, what about for the people who don't do martial arts? I'm not a martial artist.
Mm.
So, you know.
Well, you know, it's not for me. I'm not really that flexible as I should. I'm more of a I like to bang a little more. But for those who don't like martial arts, there's yoga.
Okay, so I like yoga.
All right.
And I've been trying yoga. I don't do it as much as I should, but I do like yoga, and I think it's good, you know. I think it's kind of like martial arts. It's a good practice to start out with,
mm-hmm.
And I understand, like, why a lot of people do yoga and tai chi,
mm-hmm.
especially, like, during, like, sunrise,
mm-hmm.
out in nature or out near the water or something like that, because it is. It's a spiritual practice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fighting style or exercise or whatever, but it's also a spiritual practice,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great tool.
Not like in yoga, like in Wing Chun, we grant power from the earth. There's a way that we activate and lift our root chakra to gain power from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 8 years ago when I first ordered Wing Chun, I'm like, dang, dude, my seafood talking about root chakra? Wow. And they had me at that. And so it's amazing how tapped in all these arts really are. If you're learning martial arts just to hurt, you're in the wrong place. You got a
mm-hmm.
bad teacher.
Mm-hmm.
There's bad things and everything. In martial arts, they're bad teachers. But the ones that are the most devastating at the art are the ones that are most spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I'm devastating at the arts. I mean, they call me a beast in class.
You're the warrior bunny.
That's facts. Don't make me hop on somebody, bro. You know, Bruce Lee was Year of the Dragon. I'm Year of the Bunny. The Warrior Bunny, as I say.
You're the Warrior Bunny.
Hey.
So, for people who aren't too familiar with what yoga is a physical, mental, and spiritual practice that unites breath control with meditation and physical movement.
I like that breakdown.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Isn't that hot?
That is. I never heard of it like that, but you're right. I've done some yoga. I didn't last long. But I was definitely.
It's something that you have to be dedicated
yeah.
to and stick with, and you know, just grow with it.
Yeah,
you can't go in there thinking that you're gonna, you know, just be able to bend right. all these different kind of ways.
It's a real soft art, and you know, like yoga, Wing Chun is a female fighting style. It's a soft art.
Mm-hmm.
It's a devastating art at the same time. But
mm-hmm.
I can see how yoga has devastating results on your physique. I like that. So.
And it's believed to originate in the ancient Hindu time. So
okay.
I found out that the Sanskrit word for yoga means to unite.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Huh.
I mean, if you think about it, it makes sense because it's like you're uniting your physical form along with your spiritual.
I like that. I got a newfound appreciation for yoga now.
Right?
Just, you know, man, that's the beauty of it.
Isn't it, though? Well, I'm about to dig deep into
uh-oh.
The spiritual bag now.
He's sitting up straight. I see you.
So one of my favorite tools, the first thing that I fell in love with during the past. <my favorite.
laughs> If you don't have a crystal in your home,
I think this is everyone's favorite tool. I think everyone kind of starts out with crystals.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, who wouldn't love crystals? They're beautiful.
Who don't like pretty things?
Why?
I'm a warrior bunny, and I still like to feast my eyes on something pretty. You know what I'm saying? I just bought this geode yesterday.
Oh,
my goodness. This geode is about the half a size of a bowling ball. It's a quartz, a crystal quartz geode. It was at Home Goods. Once again, they didn't know what they had.
Mm-hmm.
This GO is probably worth at least $100.
At least.
That's wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much they had it for?
How much?
Excuse me. Guess how much they had it for?
Tell me how much.
$14.95, fam.
What?
$14.95.
I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it either.
I
wasn't even in there to get the GO, but when I picked it up and seen $14.95,
mm-hmm.
I had to get it. I had to get it.
Had to get it.
Crystals changed my life.
Yeah.
You know what? You know how back in the day you wear a cane? I'm showing my age now. You wear a cane. You wear a cane go. You had a fat laces in your shoestring.
I don't recall those times.
Well, for those who were raised in the 80s, when you had a fresh cane go, some jams on, some nice sneaks, you felt cool. And that's what crystals do for me. When I'm rocking a nice little opalite or tiger's eye ring and my medallion on, you know what I'm saying? Got some blue. Man, woo-hoo, I feel cool. Man, I love it. People are like, what's that, Christopher? I say, spirit.
Well, my love for crystals started. I remember we went on vacation. We were down in Gatlinburg.
Ooh.
And my daughter and I, they had all these different, like, little crystal places set up where you can just dig in and buy a bag of crystals. And me and my daughter just fell in love. And from the little cheap barrels, we found the bigger ones, and we just fell in love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't even know about the different attributes that they carry and the different energy that they carry. I just knew that they were calling out to me, and it was like we had to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my daughter buy, like, I don't know, we came home with like about 100 different crystals.
Yeah, yeah,
we were
yeah.
crystal crazy. And we spread it out across the table, and I was like, you know, we were trying to look it up and see which crystal was what, and it was taking forever. So
mm-hmm.
we ended up buying a book, and, you know, great book, people, if you're into crystals.
Ooh.
Judy Hall.
Yeah.
Crystal Dictionary, Encyclopedia of Crystals. She has a whole bunch of, I'm sorry, is it Judy Hall?
It's Judy Hall.
Okay. But she has a whole line of books where she just breaks down all the different types of crystals and their different attributes and the different energy that they carry and
mm-hmm.
how to work with them. And, oh, man, it's just amazing. Okay, family, looks like we got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring this person through. Maybe we don't. Did I miss it?
I'll go ahead and pick them up.
Oh, I see it now.
Caller from the 865973. You're on.
Hello. How is everyone?
What's going on, man? This person right here? You talking about crystals?
Another fellow crystal lover.
Go on, speak, cuzzo.
I can't let y'all forget some good spiritual tools is them herbs.
Herbs are the truth.
Herbs, yeah, we got that. We were going to cover that, but yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. speak on the color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was one of my first spiritual tools was herbs. And we've cooking with them all our lives, just keeping us healthy, keeping your mind healthy, just different herbs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's one of your favorite herbs? I know what mine is.
One of my favorite? Oh, I love them all.
We have some herb magic going on yesterday up at the mound.
We did. I won't tell you what herbs I use, but I had a cauldron. I had like 4 different herbs in the bowl. I had some ancestor money burning. I had some wealth nut and talismans burning in the ancestor money.
Mm-hmm.
I had some cone incense. It was just smell. We smoked out the whole park.
And then I had my own little herbs.
You
did. I had some cardamom, lavender, some lemon peel. I mean,
we up at the mound with a cauldron, 11 deep, saying the miracle prayer. We was getting it in. We was getting it in.
Yes, we were.
Wasn't scared. Warrior. Did I have paint on my face?
No.
I didn't.
And there were some nice people that came up. The people who came up were drawn to us. That was just beautiful.
The next time you stop foot in Cincinnati, I don't care what's going on. I know you're coming up here for the jazz festival, but you may have to come a little early so we can hit this mound because the energy up there has been magnetized. Like I said, we activated it.
Oh,
so exactly. You want to get someone? Yeah, we got to make that happen.
Will do.
Thanks for calling in talking about them herbs, though. I know that's your thing.
I couldn't let y'all leave them out. Can't leave them out.
The healing of the nation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Real medicine.
Boy, vitamin, I ain't going to even go there.
I wasn't talking about
I know what you're talking about. It's all good. Herbs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Herb,
herb, herb, herb, herb.
I like that.
You hear that clock out? You said herb, 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 the word. Oh, you're showing your age.
No, I'm showing your age.
Oh, my God. What you say, Cuzzo?
I say everybody should keep lavender.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, I love me some lavender.
She keeps some lavender oil. She keep a big bottle of it.
Mm-hmm.
She clean with it. She's the herb. This is the herb queen over here.
Yeah, I got a whole little herb cabinet set up.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Well, thanks for calling in, though, Cuzzo.
All right. Anytime, we will see y'all soon, hopefully.
Oh, y'all going to see y'all soon. Y'all going to see. Tell the family I said what's up, though.
All righty.
All right, then, Cuzzo.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Yeah, my cousin Laura, boy. She's the herb. She's been talking about herbs since I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was like 13, she talking about herbs. I'm saying, nobody trying to talk about no herbs? Man, we not doing nothing, girl. Man, you don't hear about no herbs?
Well, let's finish up crystals and then we'll go to herbs.
Go ahead.
We got a couple more things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Crystals. Like, you know, there's different ways to work with crystals.
Yeah.
So you can do things like wear crystals on you. I know you like to make crystal jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do wrap them. Mm-hmm. I wrap stones. I try to have like an extension of my energy. Like if I'm at my altar, I love gold stone crystals and I meditate with those. If I want to connect with my ancestors, I use some angelite. I like tiger's eye. I love some tiger's eye. That's good for good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Carnelian is good for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I'm doing, whether I'm at work or I'm writing or whatever, I try to use a crystal to maximize the energy that's already inside of me. A lot of people think that the crystal is doing all the work, and that's not the case. The crystal is like an antenna. It pulls out in you what's already in you. And you're using that crystal as like a cheat code to pull that energy out.
Mm.
So that's how I look at crystals. I don't look at it having the power. It's a power source, and it does attract and give off energy. It has memory.
It's a living thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I like quartz, because quartz vibrates faster than the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a solid nor liquid.
Right.
Just grasping that concept is like, what? What do you mean? Look it up.
And then there's also other things you can do besides wearing it. You can sleep with it.
Oh.
If you want to do dream recall or something like that,
yes.
You can sleep with some amethyst.
You had to stop sleeping with certain crystals because your dreams are too vivid.
Yeah.
Getting scared up and everything. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't that I was scared. It was just, you know.
Yeah.
That's another story.
You were scared is a little too strong.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot coming through.
Yeah, you're writing down like pages in your dream book.
Yeah.
I was getting like three words. You was getting like a page. It was crazy.
You can also use crystals when you're like crystal gazing or squatting,
mm-hmm.
which is another way of meditating. You can meditate with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can use them for healing yourself, aligning your chakra.
A lot of people use them as like pendulums. They put like a little crystal on a pendulum.
On a pendulum, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pendulums are really good to use.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, she fell in love with the pendulum. She had about four different
she
pendulums.
She was hypnotizing bugs and birds and herself. Can you leave that ladybug alone, Devin? Man. She just, hypnotizing everything. She learned the miracle prayer with spirit. She was spirit, didn't she? I was like, man, you can't teach these kids that.
That is so silly.
But she was, though. I remember she was like, look, Dad, I'm like, you ain't going to hypnotize me, baby. She got good with it, too.
A lot of people don't, you know, understand the pendulum, but the pendulum is basically, because crystals have so much energy, it's a crystal that's attached to like a chain or a necklace or a little piece like that. And you can use it to kind of do like divination, things like that. You know, if you want to ask a yes or no question, or you can just hold it, you know, over other crystals or other pieces of energy, you know, maybe things that
mm-hmm.
were left to you by family members who had transitioned on. And the pendulum will start spinning,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of control because it's picking up this energy from those items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people like to do it over their altars. I know I was going altar pendulum crazy with my altar.
I remember that. It's like a spiritual compass.
That's a good way to explain it.
I know some indigenous cultures, they're able to find water out in the desert with their handmade pendulums. So
That's
a whole other story right there.
You know, another thing you can do, you can ward off negative energy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can invite positive energy.
Put your intentions on there.
Put your intentions on it. Use it in magic spells.
I remember the master once talked about amber and amber spheres, how you can put your consciousness in amber.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had a great day, like we just had a great day at the mountain. I got a nice, beautiful amber.
Yeah.
And I just held it in my giving hand, and I gave it all that good intention. So the next day, hopefully no time soon, if I'm feeling low, I can go hold that amber in my left hand, my receiving hand, and receive my good energy that I put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one good jewel that you can use crystals for, is putting your consciousness in them, putting your intentions in them. And once you put your intentions on a crystal, that intention is on that crystal for life,
mm-hmm.
unless you or someone else clears it.
Crystals are a wonderful tool, especially for people just starting out, because
yeah.
there's nothing that's too scary. Like I said, they're pretty. They're jewels from the earth.
They're jewels from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
How could something so beautiful be so bad?
Who doesn't love jewels?
It's like
who doesn't love jewels?
It's like a nature Skittle or something. You know, it's so sweet and tantalizing.
Mm-hmm. We like to set them up all throughout the house, and it just,
yeah.
you know. It's just pretty, and it just makes you feel good.
It makes you
know?
Feel good.
And it brings in good energy and keeps away bad energy.
For those who have altars,
mm-hmm.
take your crystals off the altars.
Yes.
The master told us, if you didn't get the message, I'm relaying it to you now.
Please do.
Crystals on the altar look pretty,
mm-hmm.
but what they do is they soak up your energy. They
mm-hmm.
take your energy and the energy that you're trying to give to your ancestors and the energy they're trying to your ancestors are trying to relay to you. So we were told to take our crystals off our altars, and we did.
And since we've done that.
Oh, the connection is stronger.
Man.
The connection is stronger. And I'm not just saying that. The connection is stronger.
I've had so many blessings come through since I've taken my crystals off my altar. It's just amazing.
I took my crystals off the altar. Next thing you know, we up at the mound. Things like that happen.
Mm-hmm. And fam, if you want to get in even deeper on crystals, I suggest that you tune in to the Master Show this Tuesday. He's going to be going in on the crystals.
Just look up the Mitch and Kathy Show. If anyone needs the number, I don't have it on me right now, but you can inbox me and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, or find us on Facebook because it's all over Facebook.
Or look up the Mitch and Kathy Show on Google.
Every Tuesday at
6 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
We should put Google down as a spiritual tool.
Google is a spiritual tool.
Use Google.
Use it.
Use it.
I learned a lot off of Google.
I use Google more than I use toothbrushes.
Really?
Yeah. How many times do you use your toothbrush in a day? What? I do mine twice sometimes. Sometimes. Before I got married, I was like 3 times. I just use mouthwash now. I'm good. I'm just joking.
Well, yeah. Anyway, you're going with altars.
Oh.
We got so many tools to cover. I know we're not going to have enough time to get everything in, so we may have to do like a part two.
We may have to.
But I know that I definitely, definitely, definitely want to do an altar show.
We're going to do an altar show soon.
Okay. So
altar show soon. Within the next month, we're going to definitely have an altar show.
Mm-hmm.
Because as Eileen Myers once told me 2 years ago, mm-hmm. he uses his altar to alter his reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same little speech I be giving people. Mm-hmm. Like, I use my altar to alter my reality. It's a place for that I can talk to my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask for things. I can give things. And it just gives me a deeper – I got connections with some dead, deceased family members stronger now that they're dead. Well, not dead, now that they've transitioned,
there you go. Mm-hmm.
than they were when they were living. It's weird like that.
It is.
I have friends who have family members that passed, and they don't have altars. I say, let me get that obituary. I put them on my altar because I know nobody in their family is feeding them, taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things you need. All you need is a wooden table.
Mm-hmm. Why a wooden table?
Because it's nature. Mm-hmm. It's from the earth.
Some people have argued with that, and they're like, well, what if all I have is a glass table, or all I have is a metal table?
Your altar is your sacred place.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a Jell-O shot table. I wouldn't care. it's you know.
I started out with a metal glass table.
You did.
And it was a little round table.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my little thing, because I didn't have a lot to put on there at
first.
I didn't know what I was doing, fam. You know, and like most people, I was a little nervous about it at first, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, wooden table, though, agree with you.
Water. Ancestors take energy from the water.
Definitely. Must keep water, fresh water.
Fresh water every day, not tap. Don't put tap water on. Do you drink tap water?
Right. If you don't drink it or eat it, don't give it
Don't give it to your family member. They don't want all that metallic stuff. Man, people say, I give them fresh water every day out the faucet. No. Give them some spring or purify, whatever you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you drink tap, go ahead, I guess.
You know, sometimes I give my ancestors coffee. You know,
yeah.
I love coffee, and I know that a lot of them love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in the morning when I make me some coffee, I'll make them a cup of coffee, too.
You know, I got some ancestors that love to get some sippy, so I got beer, wine, you know what I'm saying? Give them what they like.
Give them what they like, yep.
Another thing you can do is food.
Mm-hmm.
Ancestors use the energy that's in the food to help them once they're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Along with food, I got some candles on my altar, some pictures of my ancestors. If you don't have pictures, you can use obituaries. And if you don't have obituaries, you can just write their names down in a book.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have, like when Divine Queen first got her altar up, she had no pictures over there.
None.
But your family members will find a way for you to get pictures. She got so many pictures on her altars of people that was born in the 1800s,
mm-hmm.
black and white photos. I'm like, man. But when you reach out to your ancestors, they're going to come through for you and make a way for you.
And that's the most important thing, man. You know.
Establishing the connection.
You don't have to go out searching for tools all the time. The tools will find you.
That's right.
Especially if you put it out there.
go to your altar. If you want a nice cauldron, put it out there to the universe. Mm-hmm. Thank you in advance for letting me find this altar. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Know you're going to have it, and you will. I found a lot of jewels at the Goodwill. I got a nice cauldron that you can forge a weapon in for $5. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, for $5. So I'm just saying, fam, the spirit is going to make it so that it's effortless for you as long as you put your intentions on it. Whenever you put some intentions toward whatever you're trying to do that's positive, the universe loves that. It is going to support you. Mm-hmm. You don't need any human saying, you're doing a good job. The spirit will reward you and you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm. Some other things that you can put on your altar, candles,
mm-hmm.
Sage or Palo Santo.
Ooh.
You know, we like to just burn that all the time.
Oh,
it feels good. It smells
good. Just put you in a good mood.
Yeah.
When you smell good things, you feel good. You smell
yeah.
bad things, you feel bad.
Ain't that the truth?
Facts.
And, of course, my favorite.
Uh-oh.
You must have statues.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to pay homage to the gods, you need to pay homage to them to the utmost.
Yeah, don't be cheap with
don't
them.
Don't be cheap.
I don't want to see no deity carved in soap. You know, we got deities out of bronze.
Right.
We spent some money on our deities. We want to let them know, hey, I know you cost $100, but I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You know
and
what I'm saying?
And the blessings come right back.
They
y'all.
Come
they
right
come
back.
Back.
You may find a half price, on sale, whatever.
I have this beautiful offset piece,
and
I had been eyeing it forever, and it was $50, $60. Eyeing it, finally came through. I got it at $20. It was on sale,
great.
Caught it. It was only one left, got it, mine.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Her wingspan, oh, my God, it's just beautiful. 12 foot bar.
Yeah,
future,
but yeah.
We just choose not to invest in that
because we don't have the space right now.
We don't have the space right now. 12 foot non human thing? No, we don't. We don't.
You can imagine.
Man.
Well, another really, really important thing is burning ancestor money.
Burning ancestor money.
That is a very, very important tool on your spiritual growth. You want to grow spiritually? Burn some ancestor money.
Your ancestors.
Your ancestors.
They need
put
things.
Your altar up.
Say it again, babe.
Put your altar up.
Put it up.
Feed your ancestors.
Feed them.
Give them some water.
Burn it.
And burn up ancestors.
Burn it.
Money.
Money.
Burn it.
Burn. Shoot. I burn. Sometimes I just grab like 8. $10 trillion bills and just have a burn feast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm knowing that it's going to my ancestors. I'm doing something. I'm taking care of my ancestors. I'm increasing my dharma. I'm feeling good. The incense is smoking out the room. I can't see. It's just like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a euphoric feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a tough dude, but sometimes I get to my altar and I'm almost at the state of tears. Not crying, but just the emotion of crying, like, whoa, man. And that's when the magic starts. I got it. You got it. We got the magic. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to sing the song about every show?
Yeah, hey. I almost. I didn't have my tea today, so I'm not really, you know what I'm saying? But next show, I got you.
Well, another thing that we like to do around our home is we like to have, like, statues and pictures. We have about 99 different Buddhas all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Meditating Buddha, medicine Buddha, laughing
mm-hmm.
Buddha, sleeping Buddha, laying Buddha, you name it, we got a Buddha.
We like to stay in that euphoric spiritual feeling of bliss throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be in a bad mood when you got this fat, bald, beautiful thing just laying there by you. You know what I mean? He all happy.
Right.
It just keeps you spiritually aware.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
See, the thing with spiritual tools is you want to keep yourself immersed in them.
Yeah.
You know, we get a lot of negativity on TV, Facebook, and reality, and the repercussions of that is negative people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is cut all that negative stuff off and just tune into all my positive things, my statues, my deities, my altar, my reading, my work. You know what I mean, fam? So mm-hmm. everything you do is a choice. If you're upset, you chose to be upset. Mm-hmm. If you ain't listening to this show, you missing out.
One of the things I like to do, like when I'm in a bad mood, is I just love to have something that smells good around.
You call me over. Yes, you do.
Stop
lying. You be like, come here. You know it. You know I be feeling good. You don't pop. Don't pop.
You do. You wouldn't be with you if you didn't smell good.
I smell great.
But that's not where I was going with it.
Okay.
So I like the, you know, aromatherapy is like, you know, who doesn't like smelling good? Who doesn't like, you know, good smelling things, you know? Like Laura called in earlier, she was talking about lavender. Lavender, peppermint.
Amber may be the best smelling thing on earth.
Yeah, amber. That amber incense. Amazing. And you can do that with anything. You can do incense.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I like to mess, you know, put together my own little herbs and
mm-hmm.
light a charcoal and just burn the incense on there. Resin, you put that on charcoal.
I got a deity oil coming out.
Mm-hmm.
My deity oil.
Stay
man,
cool.
I'm not going to even say that because I want to steal my hashtag. You know what I'm saying? That line I got.
Of that, it helps you heal.
Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling down, you can put something in and, you know, raise your joy. If you're having problems sleeping, you can take like a lavender bath or something like that. Want to do spells or, you know, along that line.
You got a handsome man that got strong hands, you can get a lavender rub down.
Yeah, or peppermint rub down.
Peppermint rub down, too. I like to get my head massaged with peppermint and tea tree oil.
Eucalyptus oil.
That's true.
Or something like that.
That's true.
You know, all kind of stuff. Living balm.
You can say the animal core over your oil seven times to make it anointed oil. You can bless your own deities, bless yourself, bless strangers. I throw blessing bombs at strangers. Bless you. I don't do that, fam.
Well, speaking of prayers, that's a great tool
The miracle prayer. That's the first prayer I learned. The first time we went to the mound, Ali, Sansara, Mo Square, Juice, Robco, Meals, you, me, LaKenta, Sansara, everybody was up there saying a miracle prayer, and I didn't. I didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
I was told to learn it, but like most spiritual folks, everybody saying it but me. I had that first line down. I was like, Amakua, get just like you mean God. Tatir Tithera. And it comes to that next line, I just got real silent. Like, man, I gotta learn this prayer. So the next time we went, I had it. The last time we went, I had it. And it just it's something about these divine prayers,
like once
man.
You learn it, like you said,
it's imprinted on your soul. I use it every day.
And it's funny because you think it's really hard, but that was a prayer that, you know, I picked up pretty quickly. And it was like once you start learning it, it's not that you're learning it, you're remembering
That's
it.
That's
because
it. That sounds so familiar. You already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The miracle prayer, though? Any mantra.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle prayer is a divine prayer. But I say it so much, it's like my divine mantra.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I use when I wake up in the morning, I'm on the road, somebody driving crazy, I just... say the animal core real quick on them. Like, I'm about to animal core him.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a negative way, but in a positive way to just up my own spirits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
My favorite mantra was the Lord Ganesh mantra.
Oh, that one right there.
That one has gotten me out of so many sticky situations. And
let me hear so people can hear how simple it is. You want to say it, babe? Go ahead.
You like to do it. You do
it. I do like it. It goes like, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Say that 108 times a day. You're a winner.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, Ganesha is the remover of unfavorable obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one that I definitely work with every day. And I thank him every day for removing unfavorable obstacles from my path and for blessing me, you know, many blessings, blessings that currently have arrived and blessings yet to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
he comes through.
And and he's one of those guys that answers to anyone.
Vanessa is like a bill. He's always on time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He doesn't take days off.
No. So some other things, what are some other things? Like reading?
Reading's a good tool.
Mm-hmm.
We use medallions.
Medallions.
I use the Michael Dermagos medallion for protection,
mm-hmm.
and its ability to create. So when I'm at my altar, I make sure I wear it every day anywhere. Wherever I go, I have it either on or underneath my clothes, because for protection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Michael Dermagos was said to be the most powerful thing ever created, family. The longer you wear the medallion, the stronger you become. So, I mean, if you want to enhance your rituals, your spiritual, whatever you're doing, wear that medallion, fam. Tybro.com. Which one you like, babe?
Well, you know, my medallion is the Angel Baracchio Great Fortune medallion.
Mm.
And I fell in love with that medallion when I first read it because, well, here's what they say on Tybro.com. The Angel of Great Fortune medallion is an invocation of the Archangel Baracchio. Wearing this invocation is a powerful message to heaven that you desire more from life and that you are ready to receive it. Acquiring and wearing this blessed item will change your life. In order to activate it, all you have to do is focus on the energy of joy while looking at the medallion for 10 minutes a day. The Archangel will hear your joy as an invocation.
That right there was just beautiful.
Wasn't it?
You know, we're going to end this show with a divine prayer, because I just think people need to hear it. And I'm going to go ahead and start out. We're going to do it together. You ready, babe?
You're just going to put me on the spot like this.
One, two, three. And of course, did you like Yaminka? Tatir, Tizarai, Kabel, Renai, Amcha, Sakwinu, Tahar, Nu, Nora, Nagabor, Dorse, Yukateka, Kalabat, Sharon, Arkham, Tarkham, Rakham, Melchizika, Teka, Tommy, Gamlin, Chasin, Kados, Barav Tufka, Nahealata Taker, Yikiga E, Lem Chapane, Zokre Kadusha Taker, Shavata Nukabel, Ushman, Tazakatanu, Yodea Talamut, Barakshom Kavod, Makuto Liolum Vayed. That divine prayer, family, look it up, learn it, love it, and it will work miracles in your life.
Yes, yes, yes.
You just feel good after just saying it.
I know you have to take a moment.
Yeah.
To.
I'm no longer a warrior bunny. I'm just a bunny right now.
Well, the best place to go to learn that prayer is to go on YouTube and
mm-hmm.
look up Miracle Prayer or
mm-hmm.
look up Master Mitchell. Am I saying it? Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson.
There
sorry.
Just look up Dr.
Correct.
Mitchell Gibson
there you go.
On YouTube.
And Miracle Prayer. Subscribe to his page. He has so many different, again, free tools.
I think on L9 Shop, they have a Miracle Prayer tool, don't they?
I believe.
Or something like that.
They have something. If it's not there, then.
Just go to L9 Shop and just shop around anyway.
Because they got a lot of great stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to be going there pretty soon because.
After the show, because what Sorcerer had on yesterday? That little
dragon.
She had this one thing connected to her toe, to her hip, to her ear, to her nose. I was like, what is that? I love it. It wasn't like that, but man, I think it was like a wrist to the pinky to the forearm or something. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was more like that.
Mm.
Yes, please check out the fam, support the fam. Beautiful items, beautiful tools, just beautiful everything in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Many blessings to the Tybro family and to the L9 family. Just love and joy to them. Because they always just make us feel good, so we want to give them a shout out.
Yeah, that's my spiritual family right there.
Mm-hmm.
Love those guys.
Well, family, looks like we're going to be coming to the end of this show.
Mm-hmm. Hope y'all learned something.
Hope you enjoyed all of our tools. You know, we got to pack your game back up and put it back in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you would like to know more about Divine Queen and Crimson Lightning, please look for us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go ahead and close it out. We've enjoyed our time with you. We had a great weekend, and we will that you all have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. And until next week, Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, family.
Peace.
Peace, love, and light. We love you, family.